with you now, and I got to log back into the meeting, and then I will do the. So sorry, I'm gonna hang up now. Sorry. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Did I get it right?
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to. Hello, this is Pat. I'm all right. What's going on? We're having problems with that right now, so I'm in the middle of working on it. No. We're in about 2 minutes. Everybody's going to start logging back in about 2 minutes. So, all right. Okay. All right.
I'm going to have Katie try to log in to see if she does okay.
Can you make me host for right now?
Yep.
So I can do the Zoom thing?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to make you co-host for right now. I have YouTube.
So I'm going to have to look at my template and see if it went awry.
So there's that. You may want to mute us or you mute yourself. I'll go downstairs and talk to him.
Can everybody hear okay?
Yep.
Were you going to call Stuker?
Yeah. Okay. I will take care of the commissioners and you go take care of your boss.
Yep.
Morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Mr. Colton, do you want to give it another minute before I send this out to YouTube, or do you want to start this now and then I can get it out and you can ever get everything going? Because it looks like everybody's been able to dial in now.
Yeah, go ahead and kick it out to YouTube and then we'll get started here in just a little bit.
Okie dokie. All right, it is now live on YouTube.
Great. Well, good morning, everyone. We had a few kinks to work out, but it sounds like we got that done. So I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And as always, we'll start with a brief Pledge of Allegiance.
I can see Shane.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. My English setter has no idea what I'm doing when I stand up and start the Pledge of Allegiance by myself. Do we have any minutes available for approval?
Oops. Don't believe so, do we?
I don't think so. We'll move on to expenses. I saw the expense report came yesterday. So I have a motion on expenses.
Move to approve.
Second.
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but I'll second if you can hear me.
Okay, we got you, Tim. I'd like to see your shining face if you can join us with some video along with Commissioner Byorth. I don't see him on my grid.
How do I turn on my camera if it's not on?
You should be able to move the cursor down to the bottom left, Kim, and it'll show up and it'll say start video. There you are. Let's
here I am right here.
There you go. And let's wait just a second here. I don't see that Pat was able to join back up.
He's stuck in the attendees. We're trying to get him moved over. He's here.
Okay. We're gonna break in the agenda around 10:30. Commissioner Bauer is going to jump on and share some words with us. And so that is a new item on the agenda that was added yesterday.
Mr. Chairman.
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, we can hear you and see you. So let's go ahead and begin with commission reports. And I will start with Commissioner Aldridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really, this has been a COVID-19 period of time for all of us, I believe, but certainly for me it has. I have attended lots of meetings using Zoom facilities with the Citizens Advisory Committees, both in Region 1 up in Kalispell and with the Region 2 here in Missoula. And, you know, they both of those CAC committees have some new members, and I really, really congratulate them for, I think, the diversity that's represented and also the obvious love and appreciation for the wildlife and wildlands of Montana and the role of fish, wildlife, and parks in that whole matter. So I think in the outside, you know, with the CAC group, those people are beginning to grow in like we all have to the Zoom methodology and so forth, and I think they're doing well. I did make one on-site visit, and that was to the the Madsen property on Flathead Lake. It's on the Montebello property now on our agenda. But anyway, that was a great day on Flathead Lake. It was a beautiful day, and I got to see that the property that and the place of the proposed fishing access site and so forth. It's a glorious landscape, and just right across the lake from Wild Horse Island, where some of us have been for a meeting one time. So anyway, gorgeous things. Lots of emails and lots of phones and a lot of it on Madison, but also some of it on some of the things on the agenda today. So that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. Commissioner Byor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been, characterized my last month and a half since last meeting as doing field research. I've been hunting and fishing on private land block management areas. I've been on private land with conservation easements. I've been on public BLM, Bureau Rec, Fish and Wildlife Service, and Forest Service lands, enjoying my time out. And I'm happy to report that our system is actually working. As much as you might hear or get the feeling that everything's gone to pot, our system of land management and wildlife management is effective, at least in my observation. And I'm proud of our wildlife managers and our land managers, including farmers and ranchers, for taking care of the abundance of fish and wildlife in our state. Participated in the Madison meeting as well, the hearing. It was very well run. I just wanna, again, congratulate the staff for running a very professional open meeting. I wanna thank the participants and people who weighed in with their oral comments. And by and large, it was very constructive and a great example of how our system of governing works. And I guess with that, I'll wrap it up. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Byor. Vice Chairman Stuker, and welcome back.
Yeah, we're back here now. It's really been kind of slow up here, you know, with the heat earlier and now the snow, so the fire danger is gone now. But I would like to agree with Commissioner Byorth. I did participate in the Madison River comment meeting on Tuesday night, and I think the staff did an excellent job. And also I'd like to thank the people that called in with questions and comments. I think that was very important. Few of the other things I've got calls on that are not on the agenda. The paper tags, there are some people out there that are not very happy with them. One guy called me and said, the commission made that decision. I said, no, that was above our pay grade. We didn't have anything to do with the paper tags. Getting a few gates left open up here in this country already. I'm getting calls from people that are shipping calves, and they go up one day to get them ready, and the next day when they go up to get them in, gates have been left open, and that's due to the bird hunters and the archery. I have had a number of archery hunters here on my property, almost everyone from out of state. And also the bird hunters have been out of state in both regards. The only on-site meeting that I've attended in this period was asked to go to Lewistown and speak at a grazing stock grower meeting. So I did and give a report there. Another interesting thing, you know, we've had a lot of comments. When I first got on the commission, the Milk River Ranch, Lost River Ranch, talked to a couple of archery hunters that shot 5-point elk up there right at the start of the season. And that was good to hear that we are getting some people in there and some success rates. The rest of the calls and things that I've received are, you know, the Madison and it's on our agenda. So with that, I will conclude my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. It's actually been pretty busy from the standpoint of emails and phone calls from folks and a broad variety of issues. A lot of discussions about our easement projects and strong support for those people calling in to see how they can help. Of course, a lot of interest in the Snowy Mountain Wildlife Management area that is over in this neck of the woods, a lot of excitement about that. Also a lot of weather concerns in the beginning, you know, with fire danger and folks wanting to know what steps FWP would maybe take, and our discussions about interacting with the counties on that. And, you know, fortunately we We kind of made it through without any major disasters, but weather with and the smoke and stuff was really a challenge, I think, for a lot of hunters in the beginning. I know it was for me. The elk were just as off kilter as the hunters when all that particulate was in the air in north central Montana, well, across all of Montana. I have heard some concerns about the paper tags, and it explained that this, you know, this is a temporary situation, and please work with us. We're, you know, we understand that. We just need to make an adjustment in our licensing system, and that's a big expenditure, and we're working on it. And most people are receptive to that. You know, I had a number of damage hunts that we approved in the beginning, you know, August, early September, and applaud Region 5 for, you know, being really responsive to those complaints and concerns and getting that worked out and applied to the landscape. And hearing good reports about bird numbers and a lot of successful bird hunters, you know, early season sharptail, I guess, you know, has just been outstanding this year. And that's encouraging, you know, like Pat was saying and pointing to Rich too. People are out there utilizing block management, the public lands, the easement properties that we've created. And, you know, that's exciting and make us feel good about the work we do. Looking forward to today's meeting. And yeah, you know, I've always preferred to meet in person, but on a wintry time like this, I'm glad that we can all be safe and sound and Rich isn't having to do his 15-hour trek back to Canada. I still don't know if he's a citizen, but he claims to be. But up in the hinterlands, and so, but I miss personal time with all of you and that interaction. So with that, I'll turn it over to Director Williams.